This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean, and we're a little squished in the studio.
It's good, though, in a good way, isn't it?
Oh, I love it.
It's been years since I've had this many men behind me. it is, oh God, is it exciting, isn't it? We love this man, our newsreader, Gary Wilson, but he is not the official leader of Lores.
No.
It has been pointed out to me by the official leader. But Lores are going to perform for us now, and it's exciting, isn't it?
It is. I love their laugh track as well. It's great.
It's great.
We should have them every week. What are you guys doing next week? Yeah.
All right, get ready for the show is on this Saturday night, The Best of British, but we'll talk about that afterwards. In the meantime, I think they're going to sing.
Give it up for Lores.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? Around you there are movie shows downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of the gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again, the lights are much brighter then. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go down.
That was brilliant. Everyone, give it up for Lores.
Unbelievable. Oh, always wonderful to get a choir.
That was great.
To the Joy Studio. Now, your concert is this Saturday.
I know, can't wait. We're super excited.
Why Best of British?
Well, British really touches everyone's life. I actually talked about it myself. I lived in London. In fact, a lot of the boys have actually lived in London before as well, or in the UK.
They get around, don't
they? Yeah, they do. They do get around, I know. And I think it's just British music in general. Like, there's such fantastic artists.
Hmm.
And we're singing some really fantastic artists as well.
So is there a bit of Spice Girls?
There is a bit of Spice Girls, but I won't tell you which song. It might be the encore. You'll have to come out.
Is it Two Becomes One?
Now, you've got more than one show there. You've got a 3 and a 9, is that right?
No, not 9. No. We've got a 3 and a 7:30 show.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Oh, I'd have been late, wouldn't I?
Yeah, it would
be. I just wanted to get there for the end.
We've still got tickets for the 3 o'clock show.
Is the other one sold out?
Yeah, but, you know, look, there might be a small general release of perhaps last-minute tickets.
What about tickets? All right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. But, you know, if you want to secure a ticket for the show, I'd certainly come to the afternoon one. There were definitely tickets available.
Booking is the way to go, really, isn't it, if you want to secure
exactly,
a ticket?
Yes. Yeah.
Don't rock up. You've just got to book.
Oh, well, that's it. You've got to head to Lores Choir. Just do that on the internet, on the interweb.
Well, it is by a great website. What is it, Gary?
low res.
Oh, no, he says it on the commercial, that chickity boo and things like that. Very funny.
I don't think that's the official website.
No, probably not.
No. You're doing a fundraising for Movember, right?
We are. We're really, really excited. Every year we choose a charity to donate $1 for every ticket sold goes to a charity. This year it's Movember, and a lot of the boys have got together to create their own fundraising activities. So you'll see a few moustaches. There's some here actually in the room at the moment.
I'm trying to see where they are. Yeah. I see beards.
Oh, look.
We've
got a few happening.
Yeah.
So it is really... And also we've got a guest of honour coming along. The lovely Ooh. Dolly Diamond.
Oh, how lovely.
I know. It's fantastic. We can't wait.
How lucky you are.
There's going to be a knighting experience, and all money in relation to that will go to Movember.
So yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Even Dolly's pee. It's a dark day for all of us. But no, it's good, isn't it? That's great. I mean, it's good of you guys to do that, and, you know, to donate that. You know, I mean, obviously, as a choir, you're not rolling in money. It's no, you know, so it's great that you're able to do that.
Well, it's all about, you know, charities supporting charities at the end of the day.
Annoying.
I love that you've all come in here today and given us a bit of a number.
Love
it's
your
great.
Outfits as well. You all look incredible.
All matching singlets.
Wonderful.
When it comes to Best of British, what's your favourite British song or artist?
Well, I love Adele. I'm a huge Adele fan.
We're singing Adele, we are.
George Michael.
Oh, we're singing George Michael as well.
Annie Lennox.
Oh, we're not doing that one.
Any Goldfrapp?
We should, pardon?
Any Goldfrapp?
Goldfrapp.
Gold frap.
No. Oh, worth a try.
Don't you
is
worry, Grandad.
Yeah, yeah.
Gold frap. Who the hell is gold frap? it's obviously proof, if it were needed, of how good you are that you've already sold out this Saturday.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's in the meat market. It's a massive venue.
Huge.
It's also a great acoustic venue.
It is.
Isn't it?
It's fantastic. We're staying there, 3 years now? We've done 3 concerts at the meat market.
Yeah.
But we're actually shifting venues for our 10-year anniversary.
Oh, we're going to talk about that, aren't we?
Oh, are we?
No. Extend your interview. Go on. Now, this is exciting.
I'm a cheeky monkey.
I do know about it because Sanjeev was letting me know a little bit about it.
Yeah.
And, that's, you know, a milestone. It's incredible, isn't it? 10 years,
I know,
you know.
10 years.
What are you doing for that? I believe, is that in the uniting?
Yes, it is.
It is, actually. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Where is it at?
Yeah, the uniting Church. Michael's Church.
Yeah. Well, we were lucky enough
actually, they're
to...
They're very pro-LGBT.
No, they are. I just wanted to make sure I got them on the menu. we were lucky to have
Reverend.
Okay, Reverend's official title.
Reverend Rick Collins.
He did actually mention that he was very excited to have you guys do a bit of
what a great guy he is.
Wonderful, wonderful
One of the
fella.
Very first, was certainly first for me, that you'd walk by, he had that yes sign out there, didn't he?
On his church. It was fantastic.
Big believer in equality and you know.
It's amazing.
Isn't that lovely?
It's lovely.
You
it's
know,
fantastic.
A religious leader to believe in equality. It's a miracle. next year.
Yeah, it's next year. Yeah. Well, let's just focus
on this Saturday. Yeah? Let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
No. Good that you got it in. And
2019, anything coming? Yeah.
All right. Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Saturday night. I look forward to being there. That's about it, isn't it?
Yes.
We'll get you all out.
Head to the Low Res website if you want to get tickets, because that's how you want to get them for Saturday's performance.
Here, isn't it?
I know, it's
thank you all for coming in and having a bit of a sing-along.
Yes.
You're on Mad Wednesday. We'll be back after this on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.